we'll be ready to go. Hold on 1 second. Okay, can you hear us, Bruce?
Yes. Hang on, I'm conferencing Coach Ryan.
Okay. Let's go! Let's do it! Showtime! Let's go! 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Coach Ryan is on the line.
Hey, Coach.
Morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Rex, what'd you like about your opening performance?
I like the fact we won. I think that's, you know, that's what you basically set out to do. You're trying to accomplish that and just be 1-0. But, you know, we made some mistakes, but and there were a lot of positives, too. And, we basically dominated the game, almost 3-1 in yardage. So, that was a lot of good things there. But, you know, we never got any takeaways on defense. We had an opportunity to get maybe, two or three, got zero. So that's something that we need to get better at still. You know, we got to create some takeaways. And then offensively take care of the football, and we had far too many penalties.
The Packers had trouble stopping the Seahawks running game. Do you match up well with the Packers?
Well, I guess we're going to find out soon enough. But, obviously, Seattle is – they got to go in there pretty good. They got quarterback Russell Wilson. Then you got, obviously a couple of backs, with Lynch in particular. They're going to run the ball against a lot of teams, especially at their place. So, we'll see. That's why you play the games. We feel pretty good about our running game. We think we have three very capable running backs. And then, Geno Smith is, starting to learn how to run with the football as well.
So that tandem of Ivory and Johnson, what do you envision there, and how do they complement each other?
Well, both of them are outstanding backs in their own right, and this just keeps them fresh. So, I think Bilal Powell is one of the most underrated backs in the league. We really never used him a whole lot last week, but he's a good back as well. So, we have a whole stable of backs, and obviously, that's probably a strength of ours is our running backs.
Geno had the big game last week. Can you just talk about his jump from last year to this?
Well, I think the biggest jump was last year during the year. The last month of the season, he actually had the second highest quarterback rating in the league, but nobody talks about it because I think he was last. Up until that point, might have ended up last, but he came a million miles. It starts with his poise, his confidence, the fact that he really knows this offense. And he studies defensive coordinator, studies, defenses, and he's, confident. He can make all the throws. The young man's a very talented player. And, again, it's just, his off season, I think he improved as much as anybody that I've been around, in his preparation work and even physically, he wanted to add some strength, and he did that in the off season as well.
So is he the kind of guy that you can build an offense around for the next whole bunch of years?
I hope so. We'll find out. Again, that's only his second season, but we'll find out. This league, a lot of times it takes a little longer to get that, especially the mental part of it. But Geno seems to be doing an outstanding job with that.
Rex, what's on your checklist for defending Rodgers and the Packer offense?
Well, I hope he gets sick. That's the first one, but... he's the number one quarterback rating in the history of the National Football League, so we know he can do all that. They get a ton of mileage out of those screens or whatever, so we're going to have to do a good job stopping those. He'll check the ball down. He's not afraid to check the ball down, but the thing that he kills you with is obviously he's got a big arm. He make every throw, but he keeps plays alive, and that allows him to make big plays down the field. So, they're third in the league last year in explosive plays. And a lot of it's not just by design of the play, it's this guy creating things. And that Jordy Nelson in particular doing a great job of finding, it seems like he always finds Jordy Nelson when he breaks contain on you. So, they got an excellent core of receivers, a couple of real good running backs, and then obviously, a hard playing offensive line and a great quarterback.
So in that same vein, how do you feel about your cornerbacks? Kind of a transition there for you guys.
Well, shoot, I feel a lot better about my corners than the experts do, I guess. You know, everybody thinks that we're, you know, that we can't play there. So I guess we'll get to find out.
You got a former Packer right tackle, Breno Giacomini. What have you thought of him so far?
Oh, he's outstanding. Love it. He fits us perfect. He's a he plays hard, very physical football player, and good. And it's going to be, you know, obviously that you know, it's going to be a heck of a matchup when you got those type of edge rushers that Green Bay has. But we got two really good tackles that we feel good about, DeBrigo Shaw, Ferguson, and Breno. But you know, obviously it's a big challenge.
Coach, your team, the Dolphins, the Bills all won, Patriots lost. Is this a changing of the guard season in the East?
I hope so. As long as we're on top of it, that would be fine with me. But, you know, New England has dominated this, you know, this division. And you know, since I've been here 6 years, we've been second every year but one. I think we finished third once, so. You know, that's the team we're chasing. So was I happy to see, you know, Miami beat them? Absolutely. But, again, Miami's a good team. I think Buffalo's obviously, you know, an improved team, and we know we are. So, you know, the league will see.
You guys drafted Calvin Pryor 18th. Green Bay drafted Clinton Dix 21st. Can you kind of go into that decision there for you guys?
Well, both guys are excellent players. We would have been happy with either guy. But I took the guy that'll knock your face in.
What did you see in Clinton Dix when you watched him on film?
An outstanding player. Guy's you know, is got you know, center field ability. Like the way he comes up, supports the run. He's an active player. He's smart. He's tough. So I think he's got a chance to be a good one.
Rush, do you think the NFL's image has taken a hit with the whole Rice thing this week and how that was handled, and then the evolution of the domestic violence policy and everything that's been happening in the last month on that issue?
Well, no, I think, you know, I mean, the NFL is just a, you know, it's just a part of society. But, again, unfortunately, domestic violence is a part of our society. It's a bad part of our society. And, you know, I think the NFL has done a great job in the making strides, you know, taking the appropriate strides and to, you know, having people aware of it, having our league aware of it, and where things aren't acceptable. And I think, you know, we're taking steps in the right direction that way.
As a defensive-minded coach, you look at Green Bay, they got a rookie center, and they might be having their backup at right tackle. Is that stuff that you look to exploit?
No, we're not going to try to exploit it. No, of course, but you know, if you think you have a mismatch in your favor, you obviously are going to play to your strengths. The center, I thought, played really well. You know, so in fact, I thought he played better than the other kid last year. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, again, you know, we're not feeling sorry for anybody. We've had certain, you know, we've had a few of those issues ourselves. Last year, nobody felt sorry for us. We had seven new starters on offense and seven new starters on defense. So, again, who cares? That's part of the game. Injuries happen. We know one thing. Whoever's out there for us is going to play to the best of our abilities, and that's all we care about.
Rex, you talked about the growth that Geno's made from year one to year two. How big of a year is this for him, though, in his development, and where does he need to continue to grow to be that quarterback that you expect him to be?
He doesn't need to do anything Herculean. He just has to be himself. His preparation speaks for itself. He prepares like a veteran quarterback, and he goes out. He's poised and he's confident, and that's what he needs to keep building on. Obviously, the mistakes, you know, we got to protect the football, in particular against this group of pass rushers. It's something that, you know, we're obviously going to do a great job of emphasizing this week.
With his skill set and his ability to extend plays, it looked like he took some shots last week. Do you talk to him about the importance of sliding, preserving himself, or do you want him to fight for those yards?
No, I mean, absolutely, he needs to protect himself. You know, I understand fighting for yards when you're trying to score or run for a first down. I get that. But absolutely do not want to take unnecessary hits. You know, and so we've talked about it. And you know, get out of bounds, slide. Absolutely, those are important things.
Just back to Pryor, you know, the book on him is that he could hit, like you said. How has he been in coverage and space?
I don't know, you guys tell me. He looked pretty good last week. You know, again, he can do it all. I think that's the most underrated part of his game. You know, he can run. He's got cover skills. His angles were questioned, you know, when he came out of college, but he's adapted to this game quickly. And, again, you know, I think sometimes you underestimate the, you know, his cover skills, but the fact he's an overall safety that's going to be a force for years and years. And, again, you know, he is a hitter, and that'll be recognized early.
Is that it for Coach?
Everybody
right,
good?
Coach. Thanks,
Rex. Thanks, Rex.
All right, guys. Thanks, Coach.